Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Renella.
Hey family, what a cracking day to have a show to wrap things up for the week. Massive show. Rodney Malcolm Hogg will give us all his thoughts on day two of the test over at the WAC. The Aussies seemingly in a real good spot. Not so much now. Juice, give us a score update, big guy.
Yeah, the Aussies are tracking at 5 for 183. South Africa have lost their spearhead bowler, Dale Steyn, with the reoccurrence of a shoulder.
Yeah.
He looks in a lot of trouble, Luce. That's a big blow for the South Africans.
Yeah, it certainly is. And what do we say about you doing accents?
I don't
Although
mind South Africa.
That's potentially one you...
Yeah, I think I can master that one.
Actually, where you? Can you do Oscar Pistorius for me, please?
Oscar Pistorius.
Nah, let's confirm you're out.
G'day, Lou. G'day, family. Great to be here.
It is. Big show. Treads is coming up as well, just out of five. We'll touch base with Adelaide United's Dylan McGowan. See how the boys are tracking, trying to get some points this Sunday against the Mariners here at home.
Yeah.
Fair bit of fun to be had. Now, you and I have had a crack at a couple of Sean's in recent days.
We've been told off.
Sean Craig Murphy, our anchor, has taken two lay days, annual leave days. Maybe it's mental health days. We don't know whether Shawnee, and I say that with tongue firmly in cheek with Murphy, he's just taking a few things off to get the job done. Then we brought in with a man by the name of Braithwaite, who is a backup. He's our long stop when it comes to karting and doing a bit of stuff in the sound booth.
Yeah.
He failed to front after a big day at Melbourne Cup.
Right, okay.
All right, so we got stuck in him.
Yeah.
Apparently that didn't go down too well. So today we're taking the pressure off ourselves and we're asking you, the family, are there any Shauns you'd like to roll under the bus like we do? All right, 1-3-3-5-3, jump on Twitter. Have a think of it. They can be famous. They can be at your work. They can be a mate of yours. They can be anything. Any Shaun you'd like to roll under the bus for any reasons, we don't care. We just think we're on a roll here with Shauns. We've got to pull it up because management have told us, but that doesn't mean you have to. You can go hard.
Can I give you one?
Go.
Sean Connolly. For not doing any more movies. Because he's retired. He's got to come back and do James Bond.
Well, he's bloody old, mate.
No, he's not.
He's retired for it's retirement. He's had enough.
Sean Connolly.
Again, three accents inside of 2 minutes.
Well, there's mine anyway.
But but that's not. You've set it up all wrong for the family.
Well, you just said Sean. Throw him under the bus.
Yeah, how are you throwing Sean Connery under the bus?
Well, because he's not doing any movies
anymore.
Because
that's really going to hurt him, isn't it?
That's true.
I mean, he's not sitting out there podcasting, having to listen digitally streaming this great show of ours. I mean, he could be. Hey, Sean, sir, if you're listening, please get in touch with us. Jump on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? But if you've got a Sean at work, if you've got a mate called Sean, that probably deserves a whack. I mean, if Treaders' name was Sean, we'd be giving him one. You know what I mean?
Our boss, Matty, is hungover from last night's footy dinner.
Sean went home early.
Yeah.
You know, Vinny Shannon, another good friend of ours, who's hungover.
Caesar.
Sean Caesar. Shannon. Do you know what I mean? I think the family know better than us. That's how it works.
Here we go.
Also up next, we need to talk... more about the test over in Perth.
Right.
Redbacks update quickly. Chatty Sayre's gone berserk down there at Adelaide
Oval. Tassie all out for 98. We're currently none for 69. Chatty Sayre's took 6 for 36, Rod Marsh. Chad Sayre's took 6 for 36 off 16 overs, Rod Marsh.
Question number one, please, Juice.
Who's the captain of the South Australian Redbacks?
There it is. All right, up next we talk the cricket. And we also talk about a new invention by Channel 9.
Triple M.
Eventful day two so far over in Perth, Jars, in the first test against South Africa. The big news, if you've missed it, Dale Steyn has re-injured that shoulder of his and is forced to leave the field. Spells big trouble, I reckon, for South Africa. They've had a good morning too. What are we, Jars?
189, Lou.
All right. Davey Warner out for 97. And how many times has this happened? The commentator's curse. Listen out here. This is Mark Nicholas. But listen out for Warney's reaction the moment Nicholas opens up his big trap.
He moves to 97. Never been out in the 90s.
Mark, sorry. What did you say then? Did you say he's never been out in the 90s?
In a test match, he's never been out in the 90s. He's gone. He's gone. Unbelievable. 97. Bounce and a perfect line from Dale Steyn.
Oh, Mark, you put the commentator's curse on him.
The very next
spot
ball,
on, Warney.
The Moz.
Yeah, shut up.
Should be known as the Moz. Mark Nicholas.
Oh, just... don't know, Lee.
He'd be flat too. There was a few reports around he might have damaged a TV. Davey.
An OLED, he was batting an OLED so well.
Oh, wasn't
How many
he?
Times a year commentators when the lads line up for goal?
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, he probably got a boot in both camps, Nicholas, on that one. But,
got us to a good start.
Was batting super well. Of course, Sean Marsh got himself a 50 as well getting out.
Yeah.
And Mitch Marsh failed. Steve Smith. Does he owe us a phone call, Steve Smith?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. Yeah, I'll be putting one through.
All right, but that's not the thing we're most intrigued about today. Obviously, with a new summer comes new technology, Juice.
Yeah.
And they are throwing around a thing called, wait for it, pitch scan technology, which can determine the health of the pitch. Here's Slats trying to sell it to us.
Let's take a look at pitch scan. It's a new technology we've got this year, and it really does highlight the moisture in the pitch. And you'll see that the greener patches are the healthier grass, the live grass, and then you've got the moisture and the darkness of the grass that's probably dying off. But we're going to compare that each day. So great technology just to see the moisture.
Right, a big guy. So it's almost like an infrared pitcher. They have a drone go over the top, and it's almost like an X-ray of the pitch.
It's just a
scan.
What a silly gimmick!
You were berserk earlier when you brought it up with me.
What a flop! And it's the cricket family have absolutely
reacted?
Just gone berserk, saying this is ridiculous. What do we need? This rubbish. Channel 9. I just want to watch the cricket. I want to watch ball to ball coverage. That's it. I don't want any stupid gimmicks. And this is just a gimmick.
See, I still think we've...
What a load of rubbish.
I think the key was the best from the great late Tony Greig. That told me whether there was any moisture in
there.
There
you go.
And I don't know what's been wrong with taking a shot of the pitch every day, because I can see it drying out, and I can certainly see where the cracks are. Can you not?
What are Channel 9 doing?
Right.
What a waste of money.
Feel like you want to get involved, family.
Please.
Get involved.
Get involved. Cheapest.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for, wait for it, what's it called? Pitch scan technology. Look, hey, happy to try invention, you know? Not everything always works, but what are you thinking of this one? And hey, if you're up for it, and if you're an ideas kind of person, throw something else out there. Maybe you might pick yourself up a deal with Channel 9, because I would think after the 5 days in Perth, they'll be looking for a new baby to get out in the second test. 1-333-53, pitch scan technology, thumbs up or thumbs down.
Just make runs and take wickets.
Your turn to play Caesar.
Main South Rotorinella.
There it sure is. We got Sean Craig Murphy, another annual leave day today, hence the fact we're dialing into a bit of Seanism, as I think he called it yesterday. Taking your calls on Seans to give you the, you know what, it's like us in here at the Rush Hour. Talking cricket right now. Channel 9 brand new technology has been trialled out in the first test. It is called pitch scan technology. It's almost an infrared type thing, detecting moisture in the wicket, giving us an insight into where the wet areas of the wicket are and where the dry spots are.
And how healthy the grass is from day to day. I don't give a stuff how healthy the pitches are. Meant to be hard, dry and brown, and they crack over time. But Channel 9 in their great wisdom come up with another stupid gimmick. That's just laughable, Lou.
Well, Chatty Sober says, don't worry about that. Just get your ass to sniff out the moisture with his nostrils. I like that. Yeah. And Dan the Fan goes with me. Whatever happened to the key? Grab your room
I'm
key or the hire car key like Tony used to. Every now and then you lose one down a crack, but that's okay.
When I was a former captain, that's all I did.
Yeah.
Just pulled my key out, just checked it.
I thought you would have just put your hand on the wicket and just felt for it, closed the eyes, channeling the senses and just go...
All ballfish.
And it's a bit like, you know, when they say whether the winter's going to go longer or not.
Yeah.
We're going to have a ball.
Let's go to Peter of Salisbury. G'day, Pete.
We're bowling.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down, mate.
Oh, good.
Have you had a look at it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What they really should do, mate, is to save themselves a bit of money, is have idiot cam. That way, all they have to do, is get the cameraman to face the cameras towards the commentary box and look, you got idiots. A lot cheaper, mate.
Yeah, lock and load, missile lock.
Well done.
Yeah.
Can I have a prize for Pete, please?
Yeah, we're going to send you off to Wallace Cinemas, Peter.
Thanks for your call, Pete.
Idiot cam. I like that.
Enjoy your weekend, Pete.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Let's go to Chrissy of Victor Harbour. G'day, Chris.
How you going, mate? How you going, boys?
What are we thinking, Caesar? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down, definitely. They're wasting their money there, definitely. They should throw it into the third umpire decision review system and maybe improve that, because the way Steve Smithy got out today was an absolute joke, halfway down the pitch and bloody getting out LBW. That was a bit of a
bit of a rort. I mean, good decision in the end, but the umpire, back to umpire's call, it's a bit crap if you ask me.
Yeah, it's a massive guess. He was in a different time zone. That's how far down he was.
Oh, yeah, bloody that's ridiculous. Right.
Umpire trigger
finger. He was back in Melbourne at 10 years around Casino by the time the ball got to me.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Hey, quickly, before any more calls come in, Michael Clark, obviously debuting in the commentary box. Yeah. We'll get the feedback on that next week. Yeah. He doesn't know how to say Adam Voges as well, Juice. He's in your camp.
Yeah, but I used to say Voges, didn't I?
Yeah, he went today on air. So he played the final seven tests, and this is the consummate team man. Nah. He called him Voges.
Voges.
On air today.
But that's
just
what I used to call him, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I'm Voges now.
Yeah.
But that's his own teammate.
It's a guy that, I mean,
in the locker room with him, in the trenches with his country.
You know what that is? That is head up your ass stuff and then
Will
some, isn't
Lou.
It?
Will
is it not?
Said.
It's like us not knowing the names of people around here.
Mm. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Don't look at me.
It's a Rush Hour on Triple M.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Treader's mark, spot minute two of them, turn around and kick the goal. Warren, Gary, Treadray.
Oh, good to see you, Wiz.
I'm angry, not happy.
Together for a couple of beers last night at the Lions.
It was good.
Our footy
nice
breakup.
Catch up.
It was good, Jazz. You know what? He finished potting you. Mm. He's not coming.
I did.
The Lovelies probably put the thumb on the head.
No.
And in comes in where he's Duncan Bashir, hat and hat.
Well, I hadn't
undercover.
Undercover.
Sitting there going, he's arrived.
It was good to
You're
catch
You're in
up.
Good form,
Is
too.
Is that your driving hat?
No. Because I haven't had a shave. I look like Bozo the Clown.
All right, let's talk about Port Adelaide.
You're Wally's.
Awfully quiet in the coaching department. Yeah. Brendan Lade obviously on board, but still no urgency or still no talk or vibe or feel that they're going to replace and get themselves an Alan Richardson / Phil Walsh type, not mentor, but maybe a director of coaching to replace Sean Hart, who's been sort of pushed a little sideways.
Yeah, well, he's now running, I think, the Indigenous Academy program. And I just sit there and I thought it was interesting because about 3 or 4 weeks ago, boys, I had some info that Port was into a few people. Brett Montgomery's name was one of them, and I'm not sure what's happened there, whether they've decided against it or replacing it, or they may come out with an announcement, I don't know, but I just find it interesting that I reckon last year Kenny was coaching and he almost had to wear too many hats. Mm. And this is not it's been disrespectful to Ken, but I just think when you're a senior coach, you've got to run the show, but it's also having an offsider, which Alan Richardson's role or when Walshy was there, you're able to, you go and look after that area, and I can concentrate on what I'm doing. Mm. And when the pressure started to mount and the form was inconsistent, it just felt as if he needed a bloke just to sit there and have that role to go, no, mate, you don't need to worry about that. Yeah, you just worry about delivering the message.
Yeah,
because sometimes as a senior coach, or not that I've coached, but I assume, Jars, you've coached, sometimes you get the feel, you lose feel for it because you just get angry.
You do. You do lose.
And you need someone to go, hang on, let's stay on message, let's do all this sort
Correct.
Of stuff. So I had some info to say that Port was going to appoint one, and now it looks like it's a bit of crickets. I don't know. Not
Who's
sure.
Who's out there, though?
Oh, that's the thing. Don't know. All the people you suspect.
Well, I would assume there's a lot, because you only look at Chris Fagan, who's gone and out to the Brisbane Lions, and we saw with Walsh. There would be a number of talented individuals around who have good footy intel, who have good temperaments, and have the ability not to be sort of feel awkward in situations and challenging authority or challenging the man in charge's opinion.
See, I spoke on this show a month ago. Brendan Lade's appointment is very good. Yeah, I'm mates with him. Not happy to put my hand up there. But he is that person. He isn't the unemotional type. He is the sit back and listen, the calming influence.
But has he got the years in the job, in the gig, to be
years,
able to go into
7 years
that? That'd be my question. You look at him and you go, probably just a little inexperienced to be the guy who is the cool head that sits on the outside, but you'd have to know
seven
him
years is a long time. And I sit there and go, he would have been through the storm at Richmond. My understanding is he will be the forwards coach and the and ruck coach. So he's going to do a lot of roles. And then if you're going to mentor as well or be that senior guy, it's probably that's difficult. But, yeah, that's just a bit of footy talk that's a little bit off.
Why wouldn't Keith Thomas give Gary Ayres a phone call and catch up for a coffee? He'd be a perfect fit for Ken.
Would he?
Absolutely. He's been there and done that.
Yeah, but he's not – Gary Ayres is not that strategy bloke. Well, he left Adelaide because he was too set in his ways.
Oh, I just threw his name out there.
Yeah, it depends if you want – the ideas man, or do you want the one that just is the middleman who controls and just
settles everything down under
This is how we're going to play and hold firm to that. Even when the pressure comes, we're holding firm to that. And that's the toughest thing to do.
Nah,
and so many coaches,
we've
seen everyone that's been sacked, Nick Moldau, started to change stuff, started to do this, started to do that.
Well, they become insular at the end and not sort of living
all
in
right.
it.
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Renault.
Righto, Treads is with us, has not gone anywhere. Kangaroo's new logo, do you like it? Do you like that they've reinvented the wheel, so to speak?
Looks horrible.
It's a kangaroo.
Looks terrible, Luke.
When did you get that kangaroo that was loose in Adelaide 2 days ago?
It's a tough-looking kangaroo, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's a logo. What?
Who's got the worst AFL logo?
Dockers.
Stinks.
Colours is purple.
Adelaide
stinks.
Crows, I'm not
song?
A fan.
Worst song?
Dockers.
Dockers.
Mm. I don't like Adelaide Crows logo. I'm not a big fan of. Nah.
Why?
Nah, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Crows have been edged up a bit. That's got a little bit more, you know, into the modern age.
But the kangaroos, jeepers, what are they doing down there? Who's got a load of money to come up with that design?
But you know the thing is, you're absolutely right. It probably would have cost him $300,000-$500,000 to design it and come out and patent it and do all that crap.
We've got to change everything over.
It's not going to make them play better.
You know, but
is it?
What is it doing, though? We're not talking about the ordinary exit of four club champions. They've finally got something positive to talk about.
And they've employed Boomer, too, to save a bit of face.
I think it's don't look at this hand while this other hand is.
Meaner looking logo.
That's not too bad.
Good one.
Speaking of cash, Usain Bolt, who's been in town, was at Ladies' Day.
Nearly got kicked in the head by the horse. Missed him by that much.
Oh, Chin's got to got smashed.
Reportedly set to get $1 million to come back and be a part of the Nitro Summer Series, Athletics Australia, Feb 4 to 11.
How much?
$1 million. Run a relay and maybe a 300 or 400 just for kicks and giggles.
What would you get?
Me?
Yeah.
If I was like she's saying, wouldn't run in Australia.
Wouldn't you?
Nah.
Why? But he loves partying.
No
he's coming out for the summertime, mate.
Nah,
he's teed it up with about 8 music festivals.
I'd stay in Europe.
Would you?
Yeah.
$1 million.
$1 million for a week.
People, but you know what? People will go and watch him.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but how many?
Many.
God,
it's a lot of people still tuning
in. Good on him. He's having a good time. He looks like a good fella too.
Now, cricket, you happy, boys?
Oh, we are.
I'm loving the cricket.
Yeah, what about, are you loving the new technology?
What about your station?
Oh, we're going all right.
Scan
ratings are massive.
No.
Which tells they
you,
are.
Which
cricket
tells
ratings
you
are massive.
The health. The health of the wicket.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's filthy.
Who come up with that stupid gimmick?
Didn't think the cell was great on day one.
Pitch scan technology,
but
Luke.
You know what?
What a
sonar. No, but I think it's good if you compare it to day one, day two, day three, and then show it on day four, day five.
I just want to watch the cricket.
Hey, Treads, here's a thought. You can just take a picture and you can see the difference from day to day. They've done it before.
You can get the kids to colour it in.
You know what? It's all gone downhill since the key disappeared. That was the best thing. If the key could get in the wicket with the great late Tony Greig, that was it.
There's
was
only one, Greggy. What are you trying to reinvent the wheel at Channel 9?
Well,
what a flop. It's just a stupid gimmick.
Well, I admit it didn't work that great day one.
You've got a backlash.
No, but I think if you've got a green top and then you see it, it's quite interesting to see how a pitch changes over a period.
We know every day the pitch dries out. We don't need to see how much
moisture is
on the wicket.
In it.
Yeah, well, you don't need to see how a bowler comes in behind, but when you got the new spider cam, everyone goes,
what
wow, that's great.
Next?
Yeah.
Why don't you have fart cam on batsman?
Cut one cam.
And just, where he's a little hot.
Oh, there's the heat sensor. Jeez, his crutch is warm.
And how toxic it is for the man at bat pad.
Feeding.
All that sort of
anyway,
stuff.
All right, mate. All right. Have a good weekend.
No, because you want to sledge my network. I want it Tuesday. We want to revisit. I want your ideas what Nine can do in their cricket coverage.
I'm not helping Channel 9.
You don't help your mob, Sevens. If so come up with some ideas you think's going
to
help.
If we're to do that kind of gig, we want to be seeing some folding.
Haven't you signed
the
yet, you
ideas man over there.
I tell you, I don't get
don't
mate,
go
I
there.
Hey, spoke to the boss.
Don't go there.
He said, winful coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz off.
Oh, he might have been talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh, we're sitting there pre-show, warm up. And Jars is warming up to his stones with his headphones off so everybody else can hear it. Yeah. He goes, Louis, do you know Mick Jagger does aerial yoga? And I said, yeah, the suspender stuff. He goes, yeah. He goes, I might have to try that. I love the fact you're getting into yoga, and you guys do it.
Yeah, we're into it, yeah.
I think there is a lot of construction engineers right now receiving a lot of phone calls from yoga studios going, what is the power to weight ratio? If Jarman's going to be swinging in the air on some of our ropes or silks.
I was surprised the other day. I've cracked the ton underneath it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Have you?
So I'm bouncing back. Are you?
About 97.
No, what are you?
I don't know.
You would crack the ton.
I'm about one plus.
Would you sit there comfortably in those ribbons or that mesh, that you know, weight suspending
silks
or whatever it is?
Wraps.
Yeah. Would you sit there comfortably knowing that they're going to hold you for the entire hour?
Absolutely.
You sure?
I'm like a feather. Even when I sleep above the mattress like a feather. Aerial yoga.
It's in the next room if you had a look.
Yeah, it's the next
overlooks
studio,
the lake,
mate. The next studio.
Oh,
down
is it
there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can have a look.
Oh, can we film you? Can we film you next week?
Yeah. They've deliberately kept you out of that studio because it's not reinforced to take people of your weight.
All right.
See you, Trish.
See you.
This is Gary.
Hello.
He's been banned from work for... Yeah, well, rather not say, actually. And this is Dave.
G'day, Triple M's.
We'd like to get his band at your work to play for you and all your workmates.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on. The Screaming Jets live.
Don't worry about the boss. I'll have a word with him.
Triple M's band at your work. Put your name down at triplem.com.au. We start calling up workplaces tomorrow morning after 9. Just ring us back for the chance to have the Screaming Jets play at your work. Thanks to Triple M.
And make sure you check out our new album, Chrome. It's out now.
Time to talk A-League.
Yep.
And the Reds badly in need of some points at home this Sunday. Central Coast Mariners joining us now. A good friend of the show. Very tight friend, so much so he doesn't return text. Mm. Dill McGowan, welcome to the Rush Hour, Dills.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dills.
Hopefully, and really appreciate the understanding. Is the Rush Hour rule book says if you can't get a win early on the year, you can't come into the studio. Mm. So today's interview on the phone. Thanks, mate.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's understandable. We haven't picked up 3 points yet, so I don't expect to have the privilege of gracing the studio. So I'm in here in my lounge room just chatting to you boys.
Yeah, and apologies for knocking back the Skype too, mate, but that's just how we roll. Now
that's fine, mate. That's fine.
Big man says, big man by big man, I say the Jinx, Juice Jars, says he sent you a text pre-game last week, which you did not respond to. Anything to read into that, Dills? Is there a lost love with the big guy because of being the Jinx?
No, you know, I've just sort of taken the Jinx to the next level. I thought if he's texting me, it's going to jinx me. So I didn't even read his text, to be honest, until after the game because it popped up Andrew Jarman on my phone. I thought, no, I'm not having that.
Good, that was a good call. Better to be safe than sorry.
Jeepers.
But it obviously didn't work. So, Jars, I'll get back to you.
No, you're right, mate.
Actually, that strike of yours had a lot of Jarman about it.
Oh, I did not.
No way, fresh air and over the top. It was Jars from the penalty spot, the shootout the week before the IGA.
That's Jarman from the pocket, that.
Hey, Dills, you must be pleased with the squad. Even though you haven't got the 3 points, you're playing better football this time compared to last year in terms of the young group and knowing that you've lost some real key players in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. With the injuries that we've had, our performances have still been at a level that, you know, has been really competitive, and we probably should have picked up more points than what we have done. But, the young boys are improving week by week, and hopefully this week we can take it one step further.
Pretty important, Dills. The draw's been super tough, and now you get a chance against a lower-placed team, but they'll be desperate, and it's important just to keep everything up and about because let your guard down here. They've played some good footy this year despite not getting a win.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're in a very similar position to us, but they're in a lot better place than they were last season as well. So, you know, we're going to have to keep our guard up and really go hard for the 3 points this week.
Mate, have the boys and yourself included, have we practiced our finishing? Because we're having opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, but we can't find the back of the bloody net.
And I was actually giving it tight to the boys the week before as well, saying, you know, we've got to finish off our chances of that the ball pops up to me, the 6-yard box, and I'm producing Andrew Jarman. So I'm not happy with myself, but but we've been working on it this week, and hopefully it all clicks into place on Sunday.
Dills, how many days left before Marcello rocks up and plays for our football club? Because I'm counting the days down. I'm getting a little bit nervous, but he wouldn't be far away, would he?
No. Your man crush is on the right track. He's producing good performances in training, and I think he might get a run off the bench this week if the manager sees fit. So if it's not this week, next week he should certainly be pushing for excellent. A place. So we're a much stronger side with him in it, so we're all looking forward to getting him back.
Hey, Dills, you must be loving the atmosphere at home. The crowds have been outstanding. Everybody right behind the team and everything else. So it's just a matter of just getting that momentum going again, and Sunday afternoon, hopefully that's it.
Yeah, you know, I think we owe our fans a couple of wins for how they've come out in numbers this season so far. So it'd be good to, you know, pick up our first win in front of them, and then the following Friday night's at home again. So hopefully we can have another big crowd and really kickstart our season.
Mate, did I see Bro get the flick out of the Aussie squad?
Yeah, no. He's in my house at the moment, morning. He's in a dark place, he's saying. I know I'm the better version of the brother, but it doesn't get any easier when you get to the top. So,
Hey, good luck on Sunday, mate.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Dills. Go get him. Thanks for your time, mate. Dylan McGowan from the Adelaide United. Big game of football Sunday at Cooper Stadium against the Central Coast Mariners.
104.7 Triple M is ruined its for breakfast.
Get the shirt off this afternoon, Ditch, you reckon? Get out there and do a bit of exercise.
I don't want to scare people.
No, no.
And the 6 till 6 no repeat work day. It ain't me. Soundtrack is 104.7 Triple M.
Would appear not too many family members out there associate with Sean's,
which is extraordinary.
On one hand, it's good.
Someone rang through Mel.
Yeah, because you said you had no teammates other than Shawnee Tasker, but you've Sean Wren, one of the greatest.
The big puss. Oh. That's his nickname.
Yeah, I know.
Big Rennie. God, he was grumpy bugger.
Mm.
And when we used to travel away, the food.
Oh, yeah.
He just consumed it all.
Buffet.
And I don't know where he put it.
Yeah. The Ruckman were the worst. Three plates every time.
Three to four. Bare minimum. And then that'll be like at 6:30 when we, got to our hotel. And then by 9:30, be knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, do you want to go and get some McDonald's and Hungry Jack's? I said, no, Rennie. I've got to rest. I've got to get 35 tomorrow.
You know they're my breaking point.
Yeah,
exactly. A couple of tweets coming in, read the Sean's. This one from Sean. Yeah. This won't end well. # leave Sean's alone. Which I don't mind. And Couch Specimen wasn't happy about Sean in the movie Patriot Games trying to kill Jack Ryan.
Yeah. That was a good movie. Richard Gere.
What is it about Sean's?
Well, you've been whacking them all week.
Me?
I mean, we've been whacking them all week.
Hello. Hello. Stood by your side through thick and thin. And a little topic about Sean's come up. And you don't get any phone calls because no one wants to be associated or be seen with a Sean. Again, like we're saying here.
How come no one's ringing?
We have to be because obviously we didn't.
Are they ringing the other mob?
No. I don't think they're ringing because you know what? No one wants to fess up. They know it's Sean. Let's be honest. We probably should strike its name from the name register.
I coached a lad called Sean Baker at Ironbank, but he never handballed.
Don't start. The last time they gave a player a nickname, you know what happened then, don't you? Not good for you.
So this is because of Sean Craig Murphy.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Sean Craig Murphy? Why are we building the show around him all of a sudden?
Because you've come in with no ideas.
Here's my pen. Yeah. I gave you five flaming ideas.
This is what I love about you. We're sitting there and we're talking through this whole show concept, family. You'll get it. And he goes, yeah, that's a great idea. And we've got a call, luckily. But how dare you try and throw me under a bus when you're...
You weren't Wiggsy.
When the only one around here that's been on public transport of recent times... Is your good self. All right, get to the phone. Say, call it now. They're hot.
There was a bus driver called Sean I had to go with. Sean, are you Craigmore?
Turn your radio down,
you flog.
I got a mate called Sean. I played bass with him.
What's his name?
Sean.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I drove a bus too, so.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Oh, she's looking
at him. Hey, thanks, Sean.
Did you tell him to turn the radio down?
A couple of times. But he had one of those usual ones. It wasn't folding back into him, was it? He was able to hear. We were able to hear ourselves.
Oh,
and
Lou.
Then he could hear us.
Lou.
How's this segment going, all right?
This is a
tell you, you know what we should have done?
Our family,
you
know what thinking, what's going on?
Do you know what we should have done?
You blokes.
If yes. only we'd been given the day off like ruined it.
I've got one more call.
Oh, good go.
Bryn of Seaton. G'day, Bryn.
Yeah, g'day, guys. You do make me laugh, I must say. But anyway, I did go to school with a guy called Sean, and his father was called Wayne, and no stretch of the wool. Yeah. Surname being Kerr, K-E-R-R, and he was exactly like his father. Full name.
Oh. Oh. That's good, Bryn.
Oh, I love
you're
it.
A good man. You've saved it.
He saved the segment. Now, you're on board again now, eh?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Jesus. Tell you what. Louis and Sean, the rush hour.
Oh, I turned this up. Yeah.
Shut up, Sean.
104.7 Triple M. Get that other bloke back on.
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Renault.
Oh, we saved the best for last. Time now to head west and check in with our cricketing expert, the guru himself, the number one man, Rodney Hoggy. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
You know what you hate in life?
What?
You blokes won't know about this, but when you bowl a team out on the first day, then your batsmen are none for about 100, and then you're out bowling again at sea on the next day, on the second day. Hazelwood and Stark will hate this.
Amazing turnaround.
Hoggy, surely the Aussie bowlers will be furious with their batting teammates. Like, the Aussie batting is brittle at the moment, but the Aussie bowling side, they bloody stood up.
Oh, well, they'll be telling the batsmen, you blokes get changed in the toilets and we'll take the main room here because you blokes have let us down.
Hoggy, 1 for 166, like you said, the boys would have had their feet up thinking, I'm going to get a massage. Yeah. What am I going to have for dinner tonight? Where are we
going
to go?
Going out, going to nightclub.
All of a sudden, 9 for 78.
Weak.
Well, it was such a brilliant display. Let's give credit where credit's due because, and we may have seen the last ball bowled by Dale Steyn in Test Match Cricket, which was very sad, but he's had his shoulder done before. And I think in this day and age, at the age of 33, he won't play again.
Yeah.
But when you lose him, you're about 1 for 100 and you've got the opposition 1 for about 160. Steyn goes off, you know, your tail would just drop to the ground, wouldn't it? And then they've taken 9 wickets for about 90 runs. So it was an amazing performance by them. But again, it saw how weak we are in that middle order. Mitchell Marsh getting a duck. Neville fought hard, but only got about 23. And then obviously the captain got a blob, which is unusual for him. But so well done by the South Africans. And now we've got game on, and this is Test cricket. It's brilliant. And what's amazing, guys, is usually there hasn't been a cloud in the sky for 2 days, and they're usually pretty good batting conditions. Mm. But we've seen 20 wickets fall for about 480 runs.
Hoggy, how do you see this Test match panning out after day two? Because if the South Africans dig in with their batting and Amlar gets going, I reckon we're in big trouble.
Well, nobody in their right mind, only a drunk would make a decision on what's going to happen in Perth at the moment because it's just the wicket's got a little bit in it. So blokes, if they don't get in, they can nick and get out pretty cheaply. We saw the great innings of Warner. Is he one of the greatest? Is he the greatest Australian opening batsman of all time? The way he can strike the ball. So anything can happen in this game. Obviously, we've got a couple of stars in Amlar. De Kock was sensational yesterday. Yeah. He's a superstar for the future.
Very good.
But we seem to rely on Warner. And Warner got us off to a flyer, but we still couldn't capitalise.
Hoggy, I want to go back to this, the bowlers versus the batsmen type thing. And as you get every right to be pissed because the weather tomorrow apparently is 37 over there. So how would Rodney Malcolm Hogg be feeling tonight when he gets into the dressing room, knowing full well that there's 10 to be got tomorrow in just extreme conditions?
Would you talk to your batsmen?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be so annoyed, but it'll just depend how we go tonight. If they're none for down at Stumps night and it's 37 degrees tomorrow, goodness gracious, I'd hate to be inside the drain room. You blokes came up with that great suggestion of the degree in sledging. Unfortunately, I got a lot of phone calls from sports people in the last couple of since we spoke, and they've been pretty excited about that idea.
Yeah.
But we had the guy who made the judge who made the decisions at the end of Philip Hughes inquest. He made a decision. He said at the end, he said, look, it's a beautiful sport, cricket. It's been marred by sledging, and I think that'll hold us back for a couple of years, fellas. We'll just have to go quiet for diploma. Oh. Yes.
We'll lay low for a year or two, Hoggy. We'll just get all the fine print ready, then we'll launch, I think. Well, mate, speaking of launching, I reckon you'll launch tonight, so before it gets too hot tomorrow. So enjoy yourself. I reckon, I'll tell you what, like you said, going to be a big final session today for the Aussies. Got to make some inroads, otherwise they will get their tails up.
And give Mitchell Marsh a couple, more than six overs. Let's find out if the kid can bowl. Give him some more than six overs, please.
Yeah, because he needs to do something to stay in the side for the second test. Because Chatty Sayers took 6 for 32 today against Tassie. Chatty Sayers, his name is Hoggy. Just let him know, Marshy.
He would know. He's never heard of him.
No. Speaking of Rodney, I reckon his is a low profile tonight.
Your mate, Rod Marsh.
Thank you,
feeding.
Rodney. See you, mate. Malcolm Hogg. Have a great night, mate.
See you, guys. See